You're listening to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Cub Squiz. Squeeze them cheeks together, boys. Don't get butt hurt. Let's get into this. Yo, what's up, y'all? My name is Cub Squiz. My co-host today is a guy that we love to hate. He's a one-time champ in our league. He's deceivingly fast in a race. I know that from experience. You've probably seen him on your doorbell cam throwing random-ass packages. His name is Vic. What up, Vic?
What up, ladies? Glad to be on the show. It's about time you had me on. Should have had me on a lot sooner because Pat was... It was a hard time trying to stay awake listening to that crap.
Full straight up listened to it like 30 minutes ago for the first time.
Hey, that doesn't matter. Anyways, I also wanted to apologize to the league for the past few years. Not this year, but the past few years. Man, I did not realize how annoying it is when someone blows up GroupMe 24/7 with 5 paragraph long text every damn day. I am so sorry that I did that.
Yeah, man.
Now I know
you have been replaced.
And this is coming from a guy that replaced a guy that couldn't even stay up in a draft. Like, Trevor would fall asleep during a draft, and this fool, I don't even think Pat sleeps.
It's pretty accurate. I think he's still on Denmark time.
He might be. Jeez.
Vic, I gotta ask, though, you made a trade this week. Tell me more about it.
You talking about the Carlos Hyde for Jarvis Landry trade?
Yeah, man.
It's a funny story how that happened. I was working. Dre hit me up a text of desperation asking me who I wanted for Hyde. I was like, I'm going to have to get back at you. I had to look at your team real quick. I don't think I want much. And I looked at his team and God... I was looking at a Canadian football team roster. That's how bad it was.
Yikes.
I was like, dang. And I was just scrolling. I was like, saw Jarvis's name. And I was like, I had Jarvis last year. He didn't do shit for me then. I had to trade him to D-Balls. I'm pretty sure I traded him to D-Balls. But I was like, you know what? Let me call him up. Let me talk to him. I hit up Jarvis. I was like, hey, Juice, what up? He's like, what up, Goat? I was like, I'm thinking about trading for you, man. What do you think? And he was like, please, get me off this bum-ass team.
Bless up.
This shit is contagious, bro. This shit is terrible. This team is so bad. My pee-wee team was better than this team. And we had a one-arm quarterback, and it was his left arm. But he was right-handed, and we still won. I was like, that's messed up. He was like, dude, please, just get me out of here. And I was like, all right, let me talk to Dre. Hit Dre up. He was like, oh, let me think about it. I'm like, looking at his team, I'm like, dude, you got no one at your running back spot. You really? And so eventually he said yes. And then I thought about putting him in the starting lineup. When I got him on Sunday, I hit him up. I was like, bro, I'm about to put you in my starting lineup, man. Are you going to let me down? He just hit me with those two words. Bless him. He's like, all right, I'm going to start him. Then he went up and had the game of his life. Won my game for sure. And then he died. It was a good one. It was a good run.
R.I.P.
R.I.P, man.
Hey.
He left it all on the field.
Hey, but you knocked off Dip off the top of the leaderboard. Yeah, take one for the team, baby.
He left it all on the field.
Talking about the top of the leaderboard, let's talk about the bottom of the leaderboard, as AKA the worst score of the week. So last week, we all saw Berto score 80 points. And then...
Who was that against again? Nope.
I can't remember.
He probably remembers. Oh. As a matter of fact, I know he remembers.
Oh, he remembers. No one thought anyone could do worse than 80. But then Luis said, Hold My Beer, Bitch, with a whopping 75 points. Hey, and I'm super grateful for those 75 points because I played you this week. Thanks, bro. GG, slap you. Real nice.
The Colts were that bad this week, huh?
Yeah, he actually had a pretty tough week. We'll get into that later. But tough week.
When you have one team on your team.
It's true. That's what happens. It's what happens when your star quarterback retires.
Surprised he told someone to hold his beer. I would think he'd probably still drink it while he's doing whatever he's doing.
Yeah, one beer in one hand and a penis in the other. All right, move on. Hey, Vic, I got to know, and all the Cowboys fans got to know, how do you feel about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys?
Why don't we talk about High Point and that double zero that someone mentioned last podcast? Why don't we talk about that?
We'll get to that later. But how about them Cowboys this week? Yeah, do you think they're going to rebound against Dips Packers?
I'm not going to lie. It freaking makes me nervous. Aaron Rodgers likes to be a dick in Dallas, for sure. I don't think he's ever lost. And I was at the last game that he played here and broke our hearts. But that dude's fucking ugly as shit. And they had to cut off Devontae Adams' foot, so he won't be playing. Josh Jackson's there, but he's a Jackson, so he sucks in Dallas, so they haven't done anything. I mean, if we can run the ball, they're not a very good run team, but we're a run defensive team, but neither are we. So it'll be interesting. Aaron Rodgers scares the shit out of me, so we'll see.
Guess we'll see. First up, we got Darius that bench Jordan Howard with 30 points compared to Derrick Henry's 11, which who would have known that? I wouldn't have known that. But that didn't matter because JT's team just decided not to show up at all.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And then we had Burdo choosing to start Allen over Stafford. Allen still got him only 3 points, but he got the W. But leaving 29 on his bench cost him $25 and went nice. Looks nice in my wallet.
I'm sure it does. Next up, I got two words for you, Vic. Jalen Samuels. The man that scored 23 points and the man that Pat didn't start. But instead, he chose Mecole Hardman that scored 2 points, which ultimately resulted in Pat taking his third loss this year.
And then we had our commish. My luck has run out. Sweating his toupee as he left 69 points on his bench. Gave me that nice W. Gave him that nice fat L for the first time. Mm.
And Dre, last but not least, actually last in everything. Dre, I looked your lineup up and down, and there was no possible way that you could have won this week. I got nothing for you, bud. Man, there was a ton of injuries this week. Let's get to them.
Yeah, you had the Packers who took a pretty big hit on the offensive side of the ball when they lost Devontae Adams with a turf toe and Jamal Williams died on the field. That was rough to watch.
R.I.P., man.
R.I.P. Sorry, Pat. Try to warn you about Devontae Adams, but what do I know?
Yeah, well, he is
Welcome to
Jones,
America.
So, welcome to America. He has Jones, so I think he's going to be a full workhorse on that part. But hopefully Devontae Adams doesn't play this week because I play him. Anyways, I got to talk about Luis's team. Luis loses John Ross for about 4 weeks. Vernon Davis is in concussion protocol, and more than likely Marlon Mack will be out this week. Man, tough losses for him.
Championship.
What else we got, Vic?
We had a tight end from the Lions, Hawkinson, who forgot he was white and tried to leap over a defender.
Yeah, white men cannot jump. Trust me, I know this from experience.
It was bad.
Yeah, I think he landed on his head and then just black. That's all he saw was blackout.
Yeah, decided to go to sleep.
That's right. Sometimes you just gotta take a little nappy nap. Talking about concussions, your newly required Jarvis Landry took one to the dome as well. Not sure if he'll be out this week, but might be a tough loss. But he did put points up and get you a dub, so I guess you can't complain too much.
I'll take it. Rest in peace. Bless him.
Yeah, let's talk about the biggest hit of the entire week.
Moment of silence for Josh Allen when he went full limp dick and the massive hit by New England defender, waiver wire special himself, Mitch Trubisky got a concussion as well. It just keeps getting worse and worse for Dre.
Yeah.
He might go pick up James Franklin.
Yeah. I mean, he said Canadian. His team does kind of look like a Canadian team. Yeah. Hey, last few small minor injuries. We got Emmanuel Sanders and Christian Kirk. Both came up limping at the end of their games and possibly might be out this week. Hey, guys. We recorded the injuries thing on Tuesday night, but we have some new breaking news with Steven Gutkowski, the kicker for the Patriots, is officially out for the entire year. And also, it gets worse for Luis. John Ross is also out for the year. Man, sucks to suck. Waiver Wire Wednesday is in the books. Let's take a look. This week's top five most spent cash monies on that waiver wire. First up, we got Luis with spending $25 for the ever so good Miami Dolphins, Devontae Parker, hoping for those garbage points. We got Dustin, aka My Luck Has Run Out, spending $25 on broke ass AJ Brown with Marcus Mariota throwing to him. Yikes. Good luck with that. And then Luis is going adding to that dumpster fire of Aiden Tate, which is like the fourth or fifth string wide receiver off the Bengals. It actually might work out because they play the Cardinals this week. And then Pat says, I'm going to make up for my wrongdoings and spend 125 points to get Jameis Winston back after dropping him, which if he would have played him this week, he would have actually won and possibly even got into the money. And then for whatever reason, I chose to spend $175 on Geronimo Allison, and I sure the hell hope Devontae Adams doesn't freaking play this week. Yeah. All right, boys, that was the waiver wire for week five. All right, next up, we got the standings. Vic, what do we got?
Well, if the playoffs were to start today, our top six would be in first place, Keaton, who's the only undefeated team remaining. In second place is Mick. We'll see how long that lasts. And after suffering his first loss of the year, in third place, we have our commish. In fourth, we have the favorites to win the championship. In fifth, we have one-time champ, Cody.
A two-time.
There's an asterisk.
Debatable.
And the sixth and final spot would be the worst team name in the league, Top Golf Ford, JC.
Yeah, wow. I'm going to skip down to the bottom feeders. So I'm going to skip a few of the 2-2 teams. Your 2-2s look great, boys.
Sorry, I had to go take it, Andre.
All right, well, the bottom five, I'm also going to call this the one win or less squad. At 10th place, we got D-Balls at 1-3. Noah at 1-3 as well in 11th. In 12th place, we got our new rookie, the Danish Dynamite himself, at 1-3. And then holding it down, just shitting all over the place, we got JT and Dre. Their teams look terrible. Dre's team actually has scored 200 points less than the top scoring offensive team. All right, up next we got high point and low point. We got to do a congratulations with 156 points and taking home $25. Victor, yeah, boo.
Thank you.
Yeah, but low point of the week with 75 points and taking that fat ass L.
You are one pathetic loser.
Is your boy, my boy, the pasty of them all, Luis. Yikes, bro. Terrible. Hey, recap of the total winners. Last week, I dug myself in a hole and did the double zero, and then, of course, Victor got 25 bucks. And so I am just going to update the actual winner. So Vic with 25 bucks, Luis with 25 bucks, and ya boy with 50 buckaroos. Yes, sir. The matchups of the week, sponsored by Birdo's Tube Socks. Them crusty ass old things. First up, we got Luis versus Noah in the Jufro Bowl.
Yeah, this matchup's going to be pretty close, but I think Luis has got too many injuries that he has to deal with. If it's not his players, it's just the quarterbacks to those players. And so I think Noah's going to definitely take this one.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. I think Luis's team took a big hit with injuries, losing three players this week. And so I'm going to go with Noah with the win. Next up, we got Bert versus JT in the Hooked on Phonics Bowl.
This one, I definitely have to go JT. Half of Berto's team's on a bye week. And shoot, his best receiver, John Brown, sources tell me the QB situation is so bad they're going to have Cole Beasley play quarterback. And luckily, JT's not going to be out there playing cornerback, so Cole Beasley can't pick on him like he did in middle school.
Hey, did you guys know that I know Cole? I mean, anyways. So out of the ashes, he will rise. I got JT getting his first win and finally getting out of the bottom feeders. Next matchup is Keaton versus D in the Ebony and Ivory Bowl.
This one I have Keaton taking his first L. He's got to choose between Rodgers and Brady. I personally think Rodgers would be a better person to start, but he might not go that. Then you got a tough matchup for Chubb against that 49ers defense. Hilton's, you don't know if he's healthy. Sanu has that beat arm. Matt Ryan throwing it to him. I like Darius's matchup. I especially like Mike Evans against the Saints. They can't cover the deep ball. Sterling Shepard for Keaton, I think he's going to take the biggest hit with Golden Tate being back. I think Daniel Jones and Golden Tate are going to have a good rapport between each other because Daniel Jones seems to like to throw it to the guy that can get open quickly, and Sterling Shepard is always hurt. So,
yeah, as much as I don't want this to happen, I actually have Keaton going 5-0. I think he'll end up starting Tom Brady, and the Patriots going to Washington, which I think there's going to be a ton of Patriot fans there, and he's going to do work because last week he got held up by that Bills D, and I think we see Tom Brady be the GOAT once again. Today's show is sponsored by Baby Dre Dre's Little Smokies. When your future wife tells all your friends about the size of your penis, it might be travel size, but damn, is a little thing cute. That's Baby Dre Dre's Little Smokies. Now back to the show. Next up, we got Cobes versus Pat in the America. Fuck yeah.
Unfortunately, this one I'm going to have to pick you. I think the trades Pat made really is going to hurt him. Davante Adams is hurt, and then get Le'Veon Bell. Honestly, my sources says he's checked out. He's making another album. Shit, if you heard his last album, it was as bad as mixed YouTube videos that he's been making. So, I just And Kyler Murray's struggling. Aaron Jones, he's hit or miss. And it's just too many question marks on Pat's team. It's what happens when you come play with the big boys. Sorry, bud.
I actually have Pat winning, even with Davante Adams. Possibly being out, more than likely being out. I think Hopkins at Atlanta is going to do work. Atlanta's defense has been horrific. Aaron Jones at Dallas, which Dallas has given up a ton of yards. And then Kyler Murray and Cincy. And if Burrow's new quarterback, I can't even think of his name right now, the shitty quarterback from the Steelers, can put up the numbers he did against Cincinnati, I think Kyler Murray can also do that. So I got Pat. So, but before I finish, I'm going to slap you with that GG, bro. We got Vic versus D-Balls in the shortest lived commish bowl.
This one, I'm going to have to go D-Balls. I think he's a nice guy. You just don't want to beat someone. Oh, forget that. Hell no. Of course I'm picking me. I mean, you got his best receiver, Juju Smith. He's playing with the team that they only threw one pass over 1 yard. Everything else was from behind the line of scrimmage, so Juju's going to struggle. You got Kamara, who's going against, I think, their best run defense in the NFL in Tampa. And just look at my team, dude. It's ridiculous. Shake and bake, baby. All day. Championship.
Well, I think the magic man comes through. Actually, you know what? With my big surprise pick of the week, I'm going to go with D-Balls on this one. Fuck you, Vic. Matt Ryan against Houston, easy. Bounce back. Melvin Gordon, welcome back. Of course, the time that Melvin Gordon would come back would be against Victor. Alvin Kamara, he's going against Tampa Bay, which has surprisingly been very good against the run, but Kamara gets all his points from catching passes. Robert Woods woke up from the grave last week. Juju, he's still Juju. He'll still put up points. And Austin Hooper, for whatever reason, was the leading receiver for Atlanta last week. And so I'm going to go D-Balls. Screw you, Vic. Next up we got Mick versus JC in the Hooch versus Mooch Bowl.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to go with Brandon Mick on this one. He's got a good matchup with his quarterback. His running back is killing it in Ingram. Golden Tate, I think, is going to be a steal for him, especially in this PPR league. But more importantly, I just can't go pick a guy that has a name called Top Golf Ford and actually starts Jared Goff. Like, have you listened to him talk? I've always wondered if Berto closed his eyes and listened to a Jared Goff interview, if he was like, is that my ex? Talking with that heavy tongue and everything. That's how I always figure she sound like.
Wow. Yeah, I believe JC's team, the reason for it is Top Golf Fournette. Because he has Fournette. Good word choice with that. But I also will be going with Mick on this one. I think Pat Mahomes is, I mean, he got 18 points without throwing a touchdown last week, which is unreal. And then I just think that there's a tough D for Keenan Allen versus Denver this week. And then James White hasn't, you know, looked like James White of previous years, but I mean, he's still putting up decent numbers. And then Jared Goff, man, you just can't trust him this year. He's looked pretty bad unless he's throwing 68 more passes this week. I just don't see it. Most teams play pretty terrible on Thursday night, so I got Mick in this one. The last one, Dip versus Dre in the How to Catch a Predator Bowl.
And then this one, it looks like Dippy has a bye week. Not really playing anyone. Nah, I'm going to shock everyone on this one. I'm going to pick Dre on this one because, from my sources, talking to all his players, they told me that if he would shave that skid mark off the top of his lips, that they would perform out of their mind. They would even give him the high score for this week. Choice is yours, Dre. It's up to you. I'm picking Dre on this one.
Wow. Bold strategy, Cotton. I think Dre's uphill battle is too much. Dip's team has looked hella solid. Lamar Jackson, I think he's the number one quarterback currently. Joe Mixon against Arizona, which Arizona had a great run defense, but passing-wise, I think this is going to be a shootout. Probably a little high point because both defenses suck. Eckler, I think he'll still have a role, but just to get Melvin Gordon kind of back into the groove. Julio is not human. Tyler Lockett actually looks like a wide receiver one, possibly. Or low-end wide receiver one, high-end wide receiver two. And then good old Fitz is playing against Cincinnati. Yeah, I got Dip. Dre,
would you say Lamar Jackson hit the steal the draft?
I would probably agree with that. I think Lamar Jackson, especially after your quarterback retires in round 7.
30 minutes after you just picked him?
I don't even know if it was 30 minutes. But went from that to not scrambling to Lamar Jackson being the number one quarterback. But he's had some pretty easy matchups, I think.
And, he has. But he's got so many good players on his bench.
Yeah, I still think he's going to be a top 14 quarterback in this league. Easy.
Dip still won't win a championship. Sorry, Dip.
If you have any hilarious ideas about any commercials or any content that I could add for next week, hit me up. Let's make this happen. Let's continue to make this funnier each week. Vic, thanks for coming along, man, and being on this podcast. Best of luck this year.